Joining us now, Congressman Ron Kind. Lots of things going on in Washington. It's not all back here in Wisconsin with the budget. You've got a couple of interesting things happening on the national level. Biggest of all, the IRS and some of their spending habits and some of the things they're not doing, say, ethically.
Well, I tell you, the IRS is in trouble right now, in desperate need of severe oversight. Nothing infuriates you quicker than when public servants betray the public trust. We see that in a recent report where they spent over $50 million on so-called education conferences over the last couple of years on lavish dinners and exorbitant speaking fees when we're asking everyone to tighten their belt and try to rein in spending with the large budget deficits. And listen, I cut my teeth with former Senator Bill Proxmire. He was famous for a monthly Golden Fleece Award. This one is tailor-made for a Golden Fleece Award, and it's Congress's responsibility now to clamp down on those activities and to ensure it doesn't happen again.
Some say this may be the all-time winner of the Golden Fleece Award.
Well, education conferences are important. You need to get information out. You need questions asked and answered in that, but you can do that in a fiscally responsible manner too. And clearly the IRS didn't pass the test, and which is unfortunate because we got sequestration taking effect, and 75,000 3 and 4-year-old kids are going to get kicked out of Head Start. 5 million seniors are going to lose their Meals on Wheels, and then you have the IRS agency out there having exorbitant, expensive conferences around the country, and that is inexcusable. So they ought to be called to the mat. And then the other one is another hearing that we had in the Ways and Means Committee on the IRS targeting of certain organizations applying for tax-exempt status. Now, there is an important review that needs to take place. I mean, not every organization that forms is automatically entitled to tax-exempt status, but clearly it's from the evidence they were using improper criteria that disproportionately affected certain groups out there, and that is intolerable. If there's a rot at the core of our democracy, it's a feeling of being treated unfairly or discriminated against or being profiled. And it looks as if that's what the IRS was doing, at least coming out of this Cincinnati office, who admittedly was overwhelmed with tax-exempt applications after the Citizens United case. But they needed to establish more neutral criteria in reviewing those applications, and that clearly wasn't the case here.
Is that an issue that's got to go before many committees before you get to the bottom of it?
Well, it seems like a lot of the House committees want a piece of this because the Republicans are in the majority and they want to take a shot at President Obama and the administration. I just hope we can do this review in a bipartisan manner, let the facts lead us where they may, not jump out ahead of this story, because the Inspector General has been very clear based on his exhaustive investigation that he found no evidence of any partisan or political motivation behind the review of these tax-exempt organizations, and there was no evidence of any White House or Treasury Department involvement. This seems to be a lower-level departmental problem that happened in the Cincinnati office. At least that's what the facts show so far. But more importantly, this really gets to the problem of these tax-exempt laws. They are not clear. I mean, to qualify for tax-exempt status, that these organizations wanted, they had to be primarily engaged in social welfare, not political activities. And yesterday I asked the witnesses of these organizations whether they had a clear definition in their mind what constituted political activity or social welfare, and they didn't. And if they didn't, then obviously those at the IRS trying to apply this type of criteria didn't, and then you end up with problems and mistakes like this being made. So Congress has a responsibility for more bright line rules so that this stuff isn't so complicated and so we can take subjective judgments out of the equation.
What is next at this investigation?
Well, there's more interviews that need to be conducted with the personnel in the Cincinnati office. We still need to find out who developed the criteria and why that type of criteria was used. And hopefully we'll be able to do that in short order. But so far, again, the Inspector General, who's nonpartisan, there are, basically watchdog with the federal agencies, has been very clear that he found no partisan motivation behind the criteria being used. But beyond that, these groups were applying for what's called C4 status, so they would not have to disclose their donors. And yet many of these organizations admittedly have been involved in political activities. I think that is a problem that needs to be addressed. We need full transparency in our democracy so the American people can decide who's spending what money and figure out for themselves why. And right now, after Citizens United, organizations are applying for this tax-exempt status so they can hide these donors, and therefore there's no accountability. And that too can have a bad outcome in the elections and in the campaigns. But beyond that, they're not supposed to be primarily engaged in political activity. They're supposed to be social welfare organizations. And I think clearly that line has been blurred too.
Let's change subjects. A new initiative with you and Representative Aaron Schock. We're looking at getting fitness levels up for school kids. Tell us about that.
Well, it's crucial. I mean, we have a battle with chronic disease management in this country. It's really expensive. You know, just 20% of the population is consuming over 80% of the health care costs. Most of that is treating chronic disease. The real battleground in all this is getting to our children at the earliest possible age, working with them to help them develop good lifestyle choices. And so Aaron Schock, a Republican friend from Illinois, and I have teamed up to introduce what's called Fit Kids. It reemphasizes the important role of physical education in our schools. Not only is it important for our kids to be physically active for their own health, but it's important for their performance in the classroom, because studies have shown it's hard to develop a healthy mind without a healthy body. And probably the best antidepressant in the world is good old-fashioned sweat. And yet too many of our kids addicted to the Game Boys and the Xboxes and the technology of today just aren't getting physically active enough in their lives to avoid a lot of problems later on in their lives. So Fit Kids would reemphasize that, work with local school districts to integrate that type of curriculum in their school and make it easier for them to offer these type of physical education classes to more students throughout the country.
What's the next step for the Fit Kids bill?
Well, we're hoping to have another hearing in committee and hopefully full consideration in the House. We were able to bring it up, and it did pass. Now we have to work with the Senate to try to move it along. But you talk to any healthcare expert, any doctor, or even any parent, and they know how important it is for our kids to have positive reinforcement in every aspect of their lives, whether they're at home, whether they're in their neighborhood, whether they're in the school setting. And disconnecting them and getting them up and moving is very important, not only for maintaining a healthy body, but in the development of their brains. They go hand in hand. So we're going to continue to press this cause, because that ultimately can lead to a dramatic reduction in health care costs in the future, which is what's driving our budgets today, is rising health care costs at all level. And it's one of the most important things we have to stay focused on.
If the bill passes and becomes law, what exactly would it do to strengthen local programs?
Well, it establishes best model practices throughout the country so schools don't have to recreate the wheel. It does a better job of integrating classroom curriculum in the physical education classes. So it doesn't matter what type of athlete you are, what type of skill level you're at. There's a role for every student to play. And that wasn't always the case in the past. And it would provide some federal seed money, some grant money, to local school districts to implement these physical education curriculum classes. But it's going to be driven from the bottom up. It's going to be school district and school board discretion working with the community and in how we can approach this so that our kids are given every opportunity they have for more physical activity, better nutrition, and hopefully help in staying away from the cigarettes and the drugs at the same time.